Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, right? I want you to be part of the solution. I want you to get informed. It makes life so much easier. And anyway, always appreciate your time with me. You know, I always get a kick out of this. Because you've got, many of you think that California is just a utopia. It is not. We are in so much financial trouble. It isn't funny. Now, they'd like you to believe, many of them would like you to believe, that we're not, that we've got it worked out. Right? They're trying to tell us, or Governor Newsom's trying to tell us, that they're cutting the budget by $17.5 billion. It's not even close. Not even close to where we need to be. You know, they claim, along with legislative leaders, that they signed an early action budget agreement that positions California to pass a balanced budget in June that protects key it's not going to happen. They can't do it because they're not, as much as I'd like you to believe it, they're not only $17 billion in the hole. They're in the 78, you can't really even get a straight answer for them, $1 billion in the hole. It's amazing. And it's not a serious discussion because the state budget has grown from, what is it, $99 billion, almost $100 billion. Right? When was that? Back in 2013-14 to $230 billion in 23-24. I think it's higher than that, but... Right? Anyway. So, these guys, do they truly live in fantasy land, right? When you look at, when you truly look at the numbers, you look at the direction we're going in, you look at the problems that we're having, where, inflation is at. If you come to California, and it is not the land of opportunity like it used to be, not even close. When you go shopping, you go into the supermarket, go to the gas, you're going to feel it, right? Eight five five seven three two five five six three. Just, I really, really, really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And there is so much more, and I mean so much more, that you can learn, that we can push back on, that we can fight on, which we need to do. Don't give up. Many of you guys on the right, many of my friends on the right, that you're writing me, asking me why bother. I'll tell you why bother. We bother because you had a bunch of, those old white slave owners who gave up their property and their land and their lives to make sure that you would have the opportunity to have what you have today. A republic. A constitutional republic. Listen, I was just talking to somebody the other day. I went through some history books and government books that we have at our schools and other schools. And I went through some of them online. I was looking at them trying to figure out, okay, where do I find information about what kind of government we have? And all through the books, when you read about what goes on in our country, what you're reading is, and I think this is hilarious, what you're reading is that how to keep our democracy safe. I don't want to keep our democracy safe. We don't have a democracy. I don't want to be a democracy. I do not want to be a mob rules country. And that's what they're talking about. All right, more and more. I mean, we've been talking about this off and on. More and more of the transition kids are coming back and saying, man, we were pushed to transition. Now we're being vindicated by a study showing that kids grow out of it. We've been saying this forever. A study which finds that the gender-confused youth mostly grow out of it. And a ban on puberty blockers in England are both being hailed as vindication by the detransitioners. People have gone back to their birth sex after transitioning as teenagers. And detransitioners told the Post that they were living evidence for a major study in the Netherlands, which found that what psychiatrists refer to as gender dysphoria. Man, where have you heard that? Where have you heard this stuff talked about? Where have you heard the old white guy screaming, don't do this to your kids? Just ridiculous. You don't let an adolescent, you don't let a child decide what medication they're going to take or not going to take. You don't let a child decide, you know, life-altering decisions for their lives. Then also a report in England where doctors are told now to stop prescribing puberty blocker hormones after a bombshell audit of the country's leading gender clinic. It found that troubled teens were given the drugs without medical evidence that they were safe. We're going to do this on the other side of the break. I'm not letting this one go. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Mazzini Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Always appreciate your time with me. Right? Got a lot of good things going. I want to get back to my Chloe Cole story. I don't know how many of you know who she is, but she really was the one that stepped up, started pushing hard now, back on the system. She was 13 years old. They tried to transition her. That's when they wanted to start. Mom was on board. It's a long story, but ultimately, when she realized what they were doing and she wanted out, she got out. And the doctors weren't easy on her or weren't wanting to let her out. The 19-year-old detransitioner Chloe Cole told the Post that it's frustrating that it has taken this long, but I'm thankful finally it's becoming a mainstream conversation. People are finally starting to wake up to what we're doing to children. In the Dutch study, researchers tracked 2,700 children over the course of 15 years. They found that 11% of the kids were struggling with their gender in early adolescence, but by the age of 26, that number plummeted to 4%. Right? Think about this. They tracked 2,700 children over 15 years. They found that 11% of those 2,700 were struggling with their gender in early adolescence. But by age 26, that number had plummeted to just 4%. Right? You listening? You paying attention? Because as the researchers found out, gender non-contendedness, while being relatively common during early adolescence, generally decreases with age. Look, I'm not even a doctor, for sweet Jesus' sake. And I'm sitting there talking to my, women, girls in my family. I'm talking daughters, wife, friends, the whole nine yards. Because I want to know. I'm not one of those guys that goes, well, the party says so, so this must be what it is. Right? And every one of the females said to me, none of them felt right in their own body. Now, I don't remember if I felt right in my body or not. I was a hairy boy, so there wasn't much not to feel like a boy about. I don't know. Right? But here's the deal. Every one of them said they didn't feel right in their body, but they grew out of it. Right? Come on. It doesn't take a genius to figure this out. Seriously. Anyway. The study that was done, though, was really sophisticated, right? And the people with two brain cells, the results didn't surprise them at all. Dr. Erica Anderson, a clinical psychologist from California who works with gender nonconforming children, talked about this in detail. A transgender woman herself, Anderson believes medical professionals should exercise caution when it comes to medicating of transgender youth and take seriously the possibility that kids may desist, and a medical term for return to birth gender. Right? I don't know, again, if you've listened to the show for any length of time, I've been screaming about this early on, that there was something drastically wrong here. Right? And that we needed to protect our kids. And don't be afraid to speak up. We're all afraid to speak up because we hear about the jail thing and the fining thing. And I get it. We don't want to lose everything we have. I don't know what to do. I don't want to be the martyr here, but Timmy and I have lost a lot for the stances we've taken. But you don't stop. Now, some of us have been making this argument for a long time, which is that we shouldn't assume that all these kids coming forward are going to be persistent in their transgender identity. Right? Detransitioner Ariel Salvatore, 34, of Seattle, said he was not surprised at all that the study found the majority of gender-questioning kids end up comfortable with their birth gender. The total comports with my experience, he said, given what I observed among a lot of my transgender friends. He began his hormone treatments in 2005 and underwent genital reassignment surgery in 2014 before detransitioning last year. Right? He went through a whole bunch of, counseling. So you really have to start. The Dutch did the study. They don't screw around with this stuff. They usually pretty right on with this. And Europe, again, seems to be ahead of the curve, right? I love how our people keep telling us we need to do how Europe does. We need to do what Europe does. And they're ahead of the curve on this one. It seems that, the clinics are more ideologically captured here in this country. It's almost like they don't want you to know the answer to real, true medicine, right? No, God forbid. They want you to follow the ideology. They want you to follow what they perceive as politically correct. And Cole, who came out as a transgender at 13, had a double mastectomy at 15, ultimately detransitioned by the age of 16. Agreed that America is also falling behind in realizing the medicalization of trans youth has been a mistake. A big mistake. And now you're seeing England, Finland, Sweden, Norway, Denmark all move to limit their medical intervention. I mean, really. In the United States, it's become a hot-button culture war issue. These progressive states like New York and California declaring themselves, you know, safe havens. You mean science deniers. What else are you going to call them? The U.S. is more motivated by money and politics than it has been. Look, they don't care about your health. They don't care about us. I mean, really, overall, they don't. There's so many things they're going to be doing. The GMO stuff back in over in Europe, no, doesn't exist. Their food is so much safer than ours, so much better than ours. Why? We're supposed to be so far ahead of them. It's all about the money. The U.S. is more motivated by money and politics. We know this. 22 states now has limited medical care for transgender youth, which is really funny. Because when you look at the left-leaning sites, what do they write? 22 states have passed transphobic bills, transphobic laws. They still use the terms to try to scare you. Do not let them. Please. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is reviewing Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal to provide military aid to key U.S. allies. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters that the administration requires more specifics on the plan.
We're going to wait and pass judgment after we've had a chance to take a look closer at the Speaker's proposal. The important thing is that our allies like Ukraine and Israel, who are under the gun, literally under the gun, get the security assistance they need as quickly as possible. So we want them to move this week.
Johnson presented the plan on Monday, advocating for four separate bills allocated allocating funds for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and other critical priorities. The body of one of the three still missing victims that had been unaccounted for following the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore has been recovered. The family has asked that their loved one's name not be released. Two more victims still remain unaccounted for. And Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says interest rates are not likely to be cut next month. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Dementia. I think I don't know how to spell the word before you use it. Just saying. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 556. We're talking about Chloe Cole. If you don't know who she is a hero and a champion for the detransitioning movement. Some of you are new to it, or I don't know how, but you know, you're hearing about the transgender situation, and yours truly has been saying for years now, since it started kicking a high gear, stop, wait, pay attention. I'm not even an expert. Now, all the doctors that were threatened and you know, with their licenses and so much more, or that their grant money would be taken away, and now coming forward, finally grew a spine and said, this is wrong. What we're doing is wrong here. A very, 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 very small portion of these kids still go through with the transition later on in life. But many, many don't. They revert back to the gender they were born with. Without a problem, without any kind of mental issues. And you lied to your children. Now, whether you lied to them because the doctor lied to you, the clinic lied to you, I don't know, but you lied to your children. If this doesn't work out, you can always go back. Well, no, you can't. You should see the butcher job that's done. You cannot. For most young people, the medical pathway isn't the best way to manage their gender-related distress. They need help. They need true mental help to get them through this. A lot of these kids are suffering from depression, which have absolutely nothing to do with their gender. A lot of these kids are, have Asperger's or ADD. You got to look it up yourself. You'd be surprised. For those young people who medical pathway is indicated, it's not enough just to provide, I don't know, the drugs and what have you without addressing some of the bigger issues, some of the bigger mental health issues they might have, the psychological challenges they have. Marcus Evans, a British psychotherapist, or analyst, I'm sorry, who resigned from his position as a clinical director of adult adolescent services with the NHS in the UK. He resigned in 2020 over concerns about the medicalization of trans youth. And he agrees that it's not right. This is not helping them. He said, this is basically confirming to all my complaints, but why it's taken 15 years and loads of affected kids, well, goodness only knows. He said politics blinded his NHS colleagues, causing them to push gender-confused kids through the medicalization process. Again, politics and money. Now, all these transitioners, Salvatore, Cole, Evans, Anderson, and more, all agree with these revelations out of Europe. Now, remember, these people have been through it. They went on to say, I do think we're at a start of a pendulum swing back, until recently stating that biological reality could straight up get you canceled. Looking at the science, speaking to the science, showing the science made you a fool. Go figure that one out. No, I mean that in total sincerity. You do, don't even know. I get irritated. I'm not well educated. Okay? I mean, you know that. If you listen to the show at all, you know that. Right? I didn't graduate college. Barely made it through high school myself. But it didn't take a genius to figure out this doesn't make any sense. That most kids go through this kind of thing, and they come back to their cis-gen gender or whatever it's called. But you can fix this. Start talking to these kids. Support them. Hold them up. Don't affirm them. Anyway, I'm glad people are starting to come around, but really the big irritant... No, really, the big irritant now is it's taken them so long and they've done so much damage. And part of the slowness about turning this around for real is going to be pride. Right? Really, think about it. Because of pride, I mean, when it comes to pride, it keeps you from turning. It keeps you from apologizing. It keeps you from making changes. Right? You know this. You have friends around you that have been dead wrong, that are having trouble. And you know, if you deep down into your heart, you're going, okay, this is the problem. You know, it's their pride that's keeping them from doing the right thing. 855 Real Joe. And then to bank on that or to support what we just heard, more scientists are coming out and debunking these things now. One scientist came out and said, how many more American kids will be victimized before our elites admit that they made a terrible mistake? CAST report from the UK, back there referring to this again, recommends that no one under 18 get hormone drugs. No one. There also should be great caution exercise with patients under 25. I mean, hello. Again, nothing that some of us who weren't caught up in the drama and the emotions of the situation didn't pull back and say, wait a minute, there's something wrong with this. Even as a 15-year-old Dutch study recently confirmed that the transgenderism is among children is largely a fad, is largely driven by pressure, peer pressure. Miranda Devine notes that the British pediatrician Dr. Hilary Cass, she has a 388-page review. She warns gender medicine for children and young people is built on a very shaky foundation. Again, you wanted to get on her case? She's a transgender. Let it sink in a minute. You know, when you talk to the healthcare community and you find out they simply give these kids drugs to deal with their condition, it doesn't help them. Prescribing puberty blockers, she said, to troubled youth people, the kids should first get screened for neurological conditions, autism, and mental illness. Her report also debunks the myth that kids denied these treatments will kill themselves. Not me, her. Also deny the myth that kids will kill themselves. She warns there's a few other areas of healthcare professionals are so afraid to openly discuss because they're afraid to lose their licenses. They need to stop. More of them need to come out. More of them need to open their mouths as to what's going on, what they know to be truth. Again, what are you afraid of? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, right? Be part of the solution. Again, make sure you're doing the right thing. All right, let's see, what else have we got? Oh, here we go. The post by Scott Adams. And apparently, John Cougar Mellencamp stormed off his stage when his fans pushed back against his Biden propaganda and junk. You know, and more audiences. I keep to hear you sing. I'm not interested in your political mindset. And to think about it, if those people were so loud pushing back on him, they were not on his page, apparently. Yeah, I haven't listened to it enough to be able to play it, because I don't know if there's any cuss words in there. But again, we have to stop allowing them. We've let this happen. We don't want to cause any trouble. We want to live nice with everybody. We want everybody to feel good about themselves. Let me give you some inside information that you may not want to hear. You know what it is? They're not going to let you live the way you want to live. They're not going to give you the freedom to do the things you want to do. So why would you give them one? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the last segment.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to irs.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732. I know, I'm working on it. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be, you know, part of the conversation. So you're part of the solution. Right? I mean, seriously. You get informed. You know what to say when people bring up conversations. Like, look, we've been feeding the transition and detransitioning information for years. You can go find most of it yourself. There's so much you can do with it. You need to do something with it, though. No, really. It's not a matter of, like, you're an idiot. You don't know what you're doing. Once you get the information, there is no reason in the world for you not to step out on it, not to step forward with it, right? I mean, really. All right. I got so much I want to get to. I know it won't, but I'm going to try anyway. You can't, videos. I thought I only had the audio, but I got both. I got the video and the audio when the Democrats were screaming about the election being rigged, overturning the election of George W. Bush, Ronald Reagan. So I said, this is why they hate the interweb. They want the interweb because they want to be able to take this stuff out, take it down. No, we need to turn it back on them. We need to make sure that we're showing them that we know what they're doing. They can't pull a fast one on us, right? And push, and you gotta push back. We want to play nice. That's what I was going off on. We want to play nice with everybody all the time, right? But it doesn't work. They don't want to play nice with you. They could care less about anything you have to say. They could care less about, I won't say what your truth is. I'm going to say what the truth is. They're not interested with that either. But it's okay. Because you don't give up. You don't stop. You keep pushing. Right? You don't let anybody get away with it. I know. I'm beating it up on purpose. Anyway. Okay. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Those, they blamed or tried to blame or tried to pin Trump for all these wars that were going to come up. They're going to come up under him. The stock market was going to crash. There were going to be all kinds of wars. Trump was this, Trump was that, Trump was a dictator. Think hard about what's going on right now. Who's the dictator? Who's dictating to us how we're going to live, what we're going to eat, where we're going to be, what we're going to drive, who? I want you to think about something. Let this sink into your head. World War I, Woodrow Wilson, a Democrat. World War II, Franklin Roosevelt. Democrat. Korean War and Cold War. The Democrat known as Harry Truman. Right? The Vietnam War, Lyndon Johnson. The War on Poverty, which actually made it worse. You look at the numbers yourself. Lyndon Johnson, LBJ. And you know what community affected the worst? Again, I'm not doing your homework for you. Right? Yeah, the black community, you're right. War on drugs, Bill Clinton. Who did it affect the most? The black community. Not because we were taking drugs away from them, but because I put more of them in jail. Just amazing. The Afghanistan war, the Iraqi war, both of them, George Bush. he was a Republican. Somebody got this one wrong, but even so. Doesn't matter. He acted like a Democrat. But even so, it's still wrong. Ukraine and Israel, both of them, Democrats, right? Joey B. Can't get away from it. It's right there in your face. Trump didn't start any wars. It's really that simple. Right? The 10 richest Americans are where their money goes. Elon Musk, I don't know. I guess he vacillates back and forth. But he's been a Democrat most of his life. Jeff Bezos, his money goes to Democrats. Bill Gates, money goes to Democrats. Larry Ellison, he gives money to Republicans. Only one. Zuckerberg, Democrats. Larry Page, Democrat. Warren Buffett, Democrat. Sergey Brin with Google, Democrat. Steve Ballmer, Microsoft, Democrat. Mike Bloomberg, Democrat. Right? And they're against rich people. That's the thing that blows me away. Rich people are bad, nasty. But these are their people. In 1824, according to Democrats, black Americans will not think for themselves or can't think for themselves. Hello? According to Democrats in 1924, or I should say, Democrats and progressives, black Americans will not think for themselves. Heard that before. And in 2024, according to Democrats and progressives, black Americans will not think for themselves. I was trying to say that three different ways, but you get the message here? You get the mantra? You black folks? Yeah, apparently you're too dumb to get anything done on your own. Right? But no, remember, we talked to, Sonya and I have been through this a million times. Right? You're too stupid to find an attorney to do, start your business. You don't know how to find a CPA. You can't find out where to get your ID. right? Come on, think it all the way through. It's just amazing. 855-FROD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Always get a, always appreciate the time that you're with us, right? The, somebody sent me a link to a meme. It says, don't like abortions? Ignore them like you ignore school shootings. This must be for Democrats. No, in all sincerity. There was just an argument in the California legislature about how to keep our kids protected. And in California, they have what they call resource officers on every school campus. Or they should have them. Some of them don't. Right? Some of them just have security guards, or they have just adults roaming around to try to keep the peace. Because we don't need to have more guns on campus. And apparently a police officer with a gun is just another gun on campus. And it was really great because one of the guys that was pushing the bill, a Republican, matter of fact, don't know, he might have been a Democrat. He was pushing a bill to make sure that every school had the money for a resource officer, yes, with a gun. Because they're well trained, they know what they're doing and how they're doing, right? And the Dems voted it down. Wouldn't even let it out of committee. And he said, "The problem here is that your lives are more important than the kids. Every one of us, there's a armed guard in the hallways, at the doorways. We have 24-hour security watching the hallways in our offices. We have Capitol Police, if you would, running around here. They all have guns. But you won't protect our kids." And this is where I'd love to have a conversation with somebody on the far left and say, it's okay for them, but it's not okay to have them for our kids. And there's plenty of stories, documented stories of a good guy with a gun saving, a situation where kids are being shot. People are being shot. Right? Anyway, I just don't get your way. If you're a Dem, I would love to talk with you. And if you don't want to do it on the air, you know what? Just send me my email, joe@joemancini.com. Send me a number I can reach you at. Let's talk. I know that's kind of hard for some of you. Let's converse. Right? 855, I know. You do this all day long. It's really tough not to get frustrated because some of these stories start to tie together. Right? You see the same theme. Even though they're not in the same place, but you see the same theme going through them. And there's no reason for it. We already know what and how needs to be done. Why we won't or don't do it is just totally beyond me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. I haven't said that enough tonight. I know it makes you feel good when I don't. Right? But seriously, get involved, get engaged. Understand what's going on so you can help make a difference. You can reach out and actually help make a difference. Again, Joe Mancini, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.